On paper, there are teams you should beat, and others will give you fits. Last weekend, the Beavers swept the Mavericks, and they probably should have, as well as Bemidji State has been playing this season.
9:55 to play here in our first period. Beavers with a 1-0 lead. Here comes Bauerfeld with the puck. Left circle, tries to get that one up and over and in! Annie Bauerfeld flips that one up and over the shoulder of Altman. She had no chance at that one. Bauerfeld puts on good pressure there. And a shot at goal! Sadie Lundquist with the empty netter. She intercepted the pass off the stick of one of the Mavericks. Bemidji State 3-1. 7.5 seconds left in our hockey game.
Those two wins put BSU in fourth place in the WCHA standings. But it's a long way to the top for Bemidji State. They play their toughest opponents in the final stretch of the season.
Yeah, we'd have to play very well against some great teams, and you know, hopefully we can claw some points out of these next 3 weeks. It's a long way to the top if you want to ride.
If the season ended today, BSU would have home ice for the playoffs. Instead, there are 8 games left in the regular season. This weekend, the Beavers face the number 6 nationally ranked Bulldogs. Next weekend, number 1 ranked Wisconsin. And after that, 5th ranked Minnesota.
Well, I think in the back of our heads, we're looking at that as a possibility. And it sure would be great, but you know, we also have, you know, the 3 top teams, I think, in the league facing us in the next 3 weeks. So, you know, we have to keep that in consideration. And, you know, we have to find a way to win on the road against a Duluth and a Minnesota. And then, of course, we have the Badgers coming here. So, yeah, it's out there. You know, it's in our hands. We just have to figure out a way to get some points against these guys.
In order to get to the top, the Beavers must get the job done this weekend in Duluth. Up next, it's the Beavers and the Bulldogs at the Amsoil Arena on the Beaver Radio Network.